told you you're not good enough, when he told you you're not right, when he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight, when he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, you'll never be enough. He will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in the fire. Cause fear, he is a liar. Told you you were trouble, you'll forever be alone. When he told you you should run away, you'll never find a home. When he told you you were dirty, then you should be ashamed. When he told you you could be the one that grace can never change. Your fear, he is a liar. Take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in the fire. Cause fear, he is a liar. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fear. Let your fire fall, your love is all I fear. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fear. Let your fire fall, your love is all I fear. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fear. Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel. Oh, fear, he is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in the fire.
Good morning. For those of you that don't know who I am, I'm Jane Howell. Thanks, Adam, and the rest of you for that beautiful song. Today, I stand before you scared, actually shaken, but obedient to what God has asked me to do. For a few years now, God has been saying to me, you need to share your story. I've argued with him, but he wasn't taking no for an answer. You see, sharing my story means sharing about my weakness and also some very dark times I've experienced. God said, do it anyway. So I've prayed that God will speak through me to share exactly what he would have you to hear today. Have you ever felt like God gave you something in life that just didn't seem fair? You may have even wanted to trade it in. Well, that's what depression and anxiety has been for me for almost 20 years now. I like to refer to it as my thorn in the flesh, because just like Paul, I have prayed for God to remove it, and he's chosen not to. Just as Paul talks about in Scripture, that by God not removing his thorn has made him humble and continuing to lean on him. By him not removing my thorn, I have definitely, it's kept me leaning on him daily. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, it says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness.' I'm so thankful for his grace and his strength. I've taken medication since my diagnosis in 1999. It took a few years for me to accept the fact that I needed medication and to take it, because, you know, let's face it, society frowns on mental illness, and it's viewed differently than other illnesses. A former pastor of mine helped me to better accept it by saying, you know, God's given us doctors, and he's given us the wisdom to know when we need to seek help and, you know, to reach out to the doctors when we need them. But he also said, you know, your illness is really no different than someone who has diabetes or someone who has heart problems, and they have to take medication to control their diabetes or to control their blood pressure. I know most of you have heard about depression. You may have experienced it or know someone who has. It's often described as a dark hole where you feel hopeless, as if there's no way out. You have no energy or desire to do the things you normally enjoy doing, and you can't focus enough to carry out simple daily tasks. Your family and friends just wish you could flip a switch and snap out of it, and everything would be back to normal. If only it were that easy. In 2009, I began to spiral down. At this point, I was seeing a psychiatrist. He tried me on some different medications. After over a year-long roller coaster ride, I was to the point I didn't feel like living, especially not if this was what it would be like. My family realized how serious it was, and I myself knew if I didn't cry out for help, it would soon be over. I made the wise decision to call my doctor, and I told him I needed to be hospitalized and get some help. I wish I could tell you that experience was fun, but it wasn't. There was nothing pretty about it, especially since I was admitted under suicide precaution. However, looking back, I'm so grateful for that facility and the help I received, because I'm here today to tell you about it. During those really dark times, I felt so far from God. But now I know the Holy Spirit was interceding on my behalf when I didn't know what to pray and I didn't have the strength to pray. He was standing in the gap for me. Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." My struggle is still real, but I thank God every day that I have him to carry me through. I know I'm not alone in this. I know there are others that fight this same battle. If there's someone here today that has the same struggle and you need someone to talk to that understands, feel free to reach out to me. I would love to pray with you and encourage you along this journey. Lastly, I would just like to say that I know at some point or another, all of us have wished if we could just be like this person or that person, or this person that seems to have it all together. But let me just challenge you to love the person that God has made you to be, because we never know what that other person may be fighting, what battle they may be fighting. So just love the person that you are. And lastly, remember, God on the mountain is still God in the valley, and he will see you through.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave. Child of God, and I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name, and I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins, and I'm no longer a slave. Child of God, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God, and I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Child of God. Oh, 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 oh. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.